Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Michael, good afternoon. I mean, you're a bit low on my cans at the moment, Michael. You're 26 years of age, you're a UCD graduate. What's your position at the moment, Michael, in terms of circumstance? Where are you living, renting, owning, and who did you, if you wish to tell me, who did you vote for? Because it's important in the point you want to make. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, Joe, so I'm living in Limerick at the moment. I'm originally from Kilkenny, and as you say, I'm a graduate, and my partner's a graduate as well, and we're both renting in Limerick, and the cost of rent is killing us. We're trying to save for a mortgage. We're both, as I say, in our mid to late 20s, and both our families and even ourselves, in the past we would have voted Fianna Fáil, but we just said we'd give Sinn Féin a chance. How much worse can it get, I suppose, was our viewpoint on it, you know?
And that's one of the reasons why you went for Sinn Féin.
Yeah, more so just to help us out with the rent and crisis, and if there was any help at all to try to save for a house, that was the main reason. That seemed to be the only one that were fully committed to that.
And would you have been attracted by the idea of a rent freeze for 3 years?
I would, Joe, because coming from UCD, I was kilt up there trying to pay for rent when I was in college, and I came out then and moved to Limerick. I thought it'd be better, but it's still as hard in Limerick to rent as well. You know, the point I was really making was both our parents never had a third level qualification, and they put us through college, and when they were our age, they had a much better quality of life than what we have. You know, so it just feels like the country has gone backwards since their time.
Okay, say with us, Michael, 51551, Joe with RT.ie, Timothy Walsh. Timothy, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks. And your opening line there is, I voted Fine Gael all my life.
Yes.
Does that include last Saturday?
Yes.
And what point do you want to make?
I'll be very honest with you, Joe. Yeah. I voted last Saturday, right? And there was four votes. There was one and two Fine Gael, one Labour and one Independent. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the main issue I want to bring out is here is, best of luck to Sinn Féin. I'm not going to be party bashing here at all, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well done to Sinn Féin.
Right.
But prior to this election, I have sat down and I have listened to, in the opposition, every elected minister and TD is sitting in the Ireland wanting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael removed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
With the election last Saturday, they have been removed, and I class that as democracy. Right?
Yeah.
So when you take Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael out, you're left with 88 seats roughly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
No. This is what they all wanted prior to this election. We want a government of the left. No, form a government of the left. And do not be coming back with excuses. Well, the Greens will want such a thing. Independents will want this. Independents will want that. Fine Gael actually did this in 2011 when they went into power with Labour and the country in a bad state. It took 4 or 5 years to try and straighten it.
Mm.
Everyone in Dáil Éireann opposition benches demanded an election and they removed Fine Gael and Labour. Okay? 50 days after the election, no government formed. But on your show, on primetime, on the Tonight Show, I sat down and I listened to people come on and demand Fine Gael go back in because they had the largest number of seats and form a government. That's not democracy. All right?
But you mentioned the figures. Like, between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they have 73, so they'd need the Greens, wouldn't they?
But, Joe, I'm not in favour of Fine Gael going in at all.
Okay.
Fine Gael, then, after two elections, step back, go into the opposition benches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sit back. Now, if Fianna Fáil want to go into power with Sinn Féin or with the left, fine. I've no problem with that. That's leaving 125 seats or something. Put that government together and show everyone then how it can be done.
And do you think it can be done?
No.
Why not?
You're dealing, I'm going to be, this isn't meant to be sarcastic now, what I'm going to say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with parties that have got a major uplift on the election last Saturday, that have sat on the sideline for the last 9 years, okay?
Yeah.
And that reminds me of a person going up to Croagh Park to watch an All-Ireland final draw, and you're sitting in Hill 16. Criticise everything, right? But the day has come now when the person that sat in Hill 16 is now inside that white line. Take it up now and prove a point for once.
So you're no longer a hurler on the ditch. The preferred option, we had three text polls. By the way, I should remind people, and I should have done it earlier, apologies, that our text polls, if you pay for a text message on your phone, the normal rate, be it 11p, or in a lot of cases, your texts are free. That's how much it would cost you to participate in our text polls. They're not premium polls. I think at the most, it's whatever your service charger provides for your basic, charge you for your basic texts, if anything, as we know a lot of people get so many free texts, etc, etc. Anyway, the results of the three text polls we did over Monday and Tuesday, and there was at one stage we had 4,500 in five, they were all 5 minutes long, and they weren't pre-announced, so people couldn't prepare for them. Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, that was the preferred option of 52% of the people who participated in that text poll. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael was the preferred option of 48%, not too far behind. And Fine Gael, Sinn Féin was the preferred option of 30%. So that's very unpopular. So it's between in terms of the core, and then you bring in the Labour Party are now embroiled in a leadership contest for the next 6 weeks. So we presume that won't, they've effectively ruled themselves out. But the core seems to be Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin plus, or Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael plus others, Greens, Social Democrats, whoever they can have on board. Which of those options would you go for, Timothy?
Well, I'll answer that by putting this very plain draw.
Okay.
Fine Gael going into power with Sinn Féin, a blunt and straight no.
Yeah, that was the answer we got from our listeners, yeah.
Absolutely no.
Okay.
Now, I'm bringing up something here now, maybe, and I just want your opinion on it, and if you would rather I wouldn't bring it up, fair enough. I was listening to your programme on Monday, and you had this thing on about David Cullinan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
A lot of programmes.
And up the rear. Fine. Yeah. I was sitting down watching Prime Time on Tuesday night, and there was a statement issued by an election agent by the name of Michael Dyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know whether you saw it.
I read it. Yeah,
no. I have a couple of questions on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago is it since this country was known as a free state?
Okay, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too much, because remember, David Cullinan and indeed Michael Dyle, who was the election agent for Sinn Féin in that constituency, both of them said it was in the early hours of the morning and people were tired and you know, had been
right,
as we all know. But anyway, the election agent said we broke the
you know what I'm saying, and we broke the free state.
Okay.
Now, I have a question over those two.
Yeah.
Who actually are they talking about? Are they talking about us?
Well, who was us?
Are they talking about a 26 county democracy now? Are they talking about us? Are they saying we have broke the free state and we have broke, I needn't explain.
What they meant was, because that phrase was being used a lot over the weekend, they've broken the two-party system, maybe. That's a better explanation of it. I want to bring Rory in. Rory, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe?
Your point, please, Rory.
Good. So I was just listening to your last caller there, and he was saying that, he couldn't really pick what coalition he really wanted to go for, but he was adamant that Fine Gael should stay out. I'm one of the people who, even though I'm a lefty and I would vote, I voted People Before Profit, and I have done it every opportunity in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I had Sinn Féin as my second option.
Okay.
But I would favour a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition.
Why?
I just think that Sinn Féin, like, it seems like they don't have the numbers. I mean, your last caller said there that there's 88 seats, basically, available that are not Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. But we all know that at least, or more than 8 of those, are independent of the kind of Lowry, Healy Ray variety, you know?
The gene pool, as they say, yeah.
Yeah.
But however, yeah.
So you couldn't rely on them for an actual government. So it's not feasible to have this kind of fantasy left-wing government, much and all, as I'm sure lots of people would love that, I love the sound of it, and I'm sure there's kind of a, you know, there's kind of a feeling that that's the way people want to go and that we'd like that kind of a change, but the numbers aren't there.
Okay.
And also, I don't think that Sinn Féin or People For Profit could rely on their junior partners in that kind of a coalition. I mean, I think that basically the Green Party and the Labour Party and so on, and Social Democrats, wouldn't be long about throwing Sinn Féin under the bus if things got awkward in government, which they probably will. So I just don't think it's feasible for Sinn Féin to form a government. And I certainly don't think they should go in with Fianna Fáil. That would be a mistake. And I don't think it would last either. So the logical option, as far as I'm concerned, and Paddy Power seems to agree with me if you're looking at the odds, is Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, with a Green backing them up.
Yes, Timothy, yes.
No disrespect to your last speaker, no. I'm saying that before I say anything, okay?
Sure.
The way you have voted and the way you're talking now is totally hypocritical. You voted left, and you're coming back now saying that you went in and you made a decision on last Saturday to remove the sitting government. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And now you're saying that people that you voted to remove should come in to make up a government. Now, what
yes,
you did
exactly
last Saturday was stating that the government you wanted to vote out were instable and they were doing a bad job.
Yes.
I think it's totally hypocritical to do now, after this election, what the electorate and ministers and TDs did after the 2016 election, when they voted out Fine Gael and Labour and went on their knees, and I'm not ashamed to say this on air, went on their knees after 50-something days demanding that Fine Gael must come back and form a government because they had the largest number of seats. If people made a vote, put their mark on paper last Saturday, made their decision to want their left, you have your left, move on and deal with it. Don't be turning around on Thursday, a few days after the election, please, and be making excuses as regards independence, People Before Profit, Social Democrats, Sinn Féin. We don't want to listen to it. You did it in 2011, Norman would step up to the plate. 2016, you got the opportunity of forming a government, couldn't step up to the plate. You formed a left-wing democracy, as you want to call it, with the 2020 election. Now, I'm saying this. Step up to the plate. Stop being the hodler in the ditch. Stop looking for a government of another 5 years to sit in the back benches above and all earn, draw your money and criticise.
I've no doubt, that people would be happy to have this left-wing fantasy government if the numbers were there, but they're not there. So let's talk about politics, real politics in this situation.
Okay, we'll talk real politics.
So in real politics, it's just not feasible. The only feasible government, the only one that can actually work and actually run the country and put in legislation would be, and get bills through the Dáil, would be a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government.
Well, why did you vote opposite to that last Saturday? You cannot have your cake and eat it. There was a government there. Like, I have listened to proposals from Sinn Féin. I have listened to it prior to the election. I have listened to it since the election. I've listened to Sinn Féin representatives turning around and saying they owe 100,000 houses in 5 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Fianna Fáil Fine Gael government built 21,000 houses in 2019. 21,000 multiplied by 5 when I went to school was 105,000.
Okay, that has been pointed out as well. Let me bring Anne in Wexford. Anne, 51551 Joe at rt.ie. Anne, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. My point is that 1 in 4 voted first preference for Sinn Féin, but that means that 3 in 4 didn't.
Yeah, okay. That's democracy, yeah. Keep going,
yeah.
Anne. Yeah.
So that would mean like that. You know,
but then again, more people gave Sinn Féin their first preferences than any other party.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I do, yeah, that is true. But 3 in 4 didn't. So that means that 3 in 4 do not want Sinn Féin in power. Now, I know this is reverse, but it's the way I'm looking at it. And I, for one, voted 1, 2, 3 Fianna Fáil.
Mm-hmm.
And my reason for doing that was purely to keep Sinn Féin out of power. And so did my family.
So what do you think if, as I say, the preferred option of our listeners in a 5-minute poll was the preferred of the three options was Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin in coalition? You completely would disagree with that, I presume.
Completely disagree with it because I feel that it's from Micheál Martin's point of view, it's a lie and it's backtracking on what he has clearly stated throughout his campaign.
Can you not say it's politics? It's
there has to be a line between politics and lies, though, Joe. I mean, he stated it on 2 media interviews. He has it in the Irish Times, he said it. The Irish Independent, he said it.
And he said it in the various debates. But he also said last Sunday...
That was Cork.
Yeah, I know, but this is we are where we are. We are where we are, and today is today, and tomorrow was Valentine's
I
Day.
Get that, yeah.
But Micheál Martin also said, you have to listen to the voice, to listen to what the people say.
60% of Fianna Fáil voters said they voted Fianna Fáil because they did not want Sinn Féin in power. Now, if Micheál Martin is interested in his party and where he thinks the country should be going, then he needs to listen to his voters, not the 1 in 4. Like, to me, to backtrack on your word now, after having this as one of your campaigns...
So you're saying, I'm paraphrasing, Anne, you're saying, no way Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin.
No.
So we need a government, especially if the crisis is as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be inclined to think that the last, sorry, I missed your name, not Timothy, the other gentleman.
Rory.
Even though I don't agree with the way he voted and now his change of turn. But I would think that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, but I would put the Greens in as well.
Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I think my Taoiseach, I would not have it, Micheál Martin, unfortunately. My faith is a little bit sceptical there at the moment. I would probably like to see Jim O'Callaghan as Taoiseach. I think Jim O'Callaghan is an excellent speaker, very articulate, very educated man.
Okay, but your bottom line is Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens.
Joe, the other side of this is...
Rory.
If you can imagine, like, from as a lefty, if you can imagine having a very strong opposition of leftists who could reunite around and push maybe Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in the direction of implementing the kind of policies everyone is interested in, sorting out the housing problem, sorting out the health problem. That sounds like a strong government that could get stuff done, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are going to be doing their best over the next 4 years to prove to the electorate that they've learned the lessons of this most recent election.
But have they also not learned the lesson that you can look at your opinion polls after Brexit and you can be at your most popular, but when push comes to shove and the election comes around, you're defending, you're defending the record, you're defending everything that happened, whether it was your responsibility or not, whereas the opposition are pinning you to the fence, so to speak, and accusing you. And that's the democracy we live in. Breda, good afternoon, Breda.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Do you want to tell me how you voted? Because this is time to discussion. You don't have to.
No, I'm very proud to say I voted Sinn Féin this time. I voted Sinn Féin, I suppose, since I could vote. And my point, Joe, in all of this is I'm now 52 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, when Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael were getting huge votes, I didn't go on the radio saying, I don't want them in government and I don't think they should go in with this one or that one. And I just think it's time people stood back and took one look at the country. I had four children, reared them, looked after them, put them through school, worked hard all my life, so, like my husband. And the three of my four have gone to Australia. And I know I'm not alone. And I think it's time now that people grew up, give Mary Lou a chance to go talk to the left. If the numbers are not there, I think the other two parties are behaving like spoiled brats. That's the only way I can put it. And from listening to your show there, now and that lady before me, who are they to say that so many of the electorate should be ignored? Who are these people? I didn't...
No, I'm sorry. I'm not saying that the electorate should be ignored. Everybody is... this is a democracy. I'm just making the point that one in four did, but three in four didn't.
Yeah, but I could have rang in the last couple of elections and said three or four of voters... I mean, it's not like this has just happened to Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. Their numbers have been declining. You don't hear other people who went out and voted for other parties over the years. We never went on the radio and said, hang on, now we know that 53% voted Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael, but this is a democracy and we're against them going into government with someone. It's just
I'm against them going into government on, first of all, partly their political manifesto, but also their morals.
You just said you're Fianna Fáil.
I said it's the first time I have ever voted 1, 2, and 3 Fianna Fáil.
Yeah.
I generally vote for whatever local politician does something for my area.
Yeah, well, I look at it this way. I look at the country. I stood back for all my life and looked at the country. I watched my father working, getting nowhere. I've seen awful greed. Mm-hmm. I've seen awful corruption, huge squander of money. And now I think there's an appetite for change. I was praying, make no secret about it, that the left would get a bigger number. I think that day will come eventually. It didn't happen. And now I'm going, the country still needs a government. I wish people would grow up. I have sons that when they were 9 did not behave like Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar have. That's all I want to say. Give the lady a chance. Sit down and talk. And there's no utopia. I have listened to people coming on saying Sinn Féin or free houses, free this, free that. No such thing. I grew up in a council house. My father worked in DSP all his life. We paid our rent. We eventually bought it out. We all went to school. We all went working. We are being portrayed as this kind of a party that want to become authoritarian and where we've no economic policies that are worth looking at. We've got the best finance spokesman of them all. And I want him in there, and I want to give him, I want the country to give them a chance. But I'm just fed up now of listening to this childish arrogance that's going on the media.
Breed, two questions. One, probably a little bit lighter. You said you prayed that the left would. Do you mean you actually prayed?
I know, Joe, you know
just
what
prayed.
I mean.
Okay, no,
see,
okay, that's fair enough.
I actually wished.
You wished, okay, that's absolutely fine.
No, I didn't pray.
And there's nothing wrong with praying either. That's the other question about your children. The three out of the four that are in Australia, did they all go together? Did they go separately?
No,
did they try? Did they work here or did they not work here?
No, they left. My first girl came out of college just when the crash. I had two girls, two daughters, close in age. And the eldest girl came out. She's a wildlife biology degree and nothing. And then my other daughter came out 2 years later, business degree, nothing. So they just tried, you know. They didn't want to be a burden on the country. My husband did it before them. He he was in the 80s. I was lucky enough to have a job. I was very lucky. That man, that's another thing. I don't go on social media much, but I see this kind of an attitude by some people that would be supporters, members of other parties. They're all in the dole. They all want benefits. My husband went to Alaska when he was in his 20s, and he fished in the Bering Sea rather than be here drawing dole. Now, that man is a big Sinn Féin supporter as well. We have been all our lives. I don't make no secret about it. Fine, I'm not ashamed of it.
Okay, let me bring... Is Nick Murphy there, Nick in Wexford?
How are you going, Joe? How are you
good,
going?
Nick, your point, please.
I agree wholeheartedly with that lady that's left me speaking.
Breda, yes.
I'm a Labour Party supporter. I've voted for Jack Wall in Atoy, from Castlemitchell in Atoy. I've voted for Jack Wall from Joe Birmingham, and I voted for Brendan Howland as I'm living down here in Wexford now. And I agree wholeheartedly what that lady said. Now, we are... It's like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have this God-given right that they have to run this country on their own. And if no one... If they can't do that, it's like a child, as that lady said, taking up the ball and running into the house and saying, I'm not playing anymore. And it's a disgrace what's going on here. Now, I know what David Cannahan said was completely and utterly wrong. And the man should... I wouldn't have that man near or next to near Minister for Justice or whatever they want to try and put him into. Because his views are completely wrong, and I think they're completely wrong on what the viewpoint of most people in Sinn Féin are. And, you know, to have these people coming on, hurlers on the ditch and this and that and the other, they never gave Sinn Féin a chance before. They never gave them. And any time they did come up with someone, and like other broadcasters on other stations saying that whoever voted for Sinn Féin were completely and utterly wrong. As far as I know, I was living in a democracy. You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
By the way, like, when you say Wexford, given that Wexford was such a strong Labour Party stronghold, going back to Brendan Corish and before, what's your position on the Labour Party, can I ask, Nick?
Oh, well, I don't know. I think what happened to the Labour Party was when Eamon Gilmore went in as tarnished at that time, it was completely wrong. And I think... Well, it's in decline, and I think the people on the left now are going to Sinn Féin. They're not going to Labour. And as simple as that. And I think I have a great thing for Brendan Howland. I think he's a great man. And I know George Lawler here is doing a great job for everybody here in Wexford Town, as far as I can see, whether they're Sikh, Muslim, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, or whatever. But,
I totally agree. George Lawler is doing a great job.
He didn't get elected. No, he didn't in the last.
The by-election.
Well, Nick, what do you think of Johnny?
I'm not talking about Councillor Joe. But anyway, what I was saying about Sinn Féin, and I'm a Labour Party supporter. I voted number one, Brendan Howland, but I did vote number two, Johnny Mighton. And to be quite honest with you, I did. Yeah, he got double the vote. And to be quite honest with you, Joe, we were given out here about... Sinn Féin's £20 billion housing and this and that and the other. No one is saying anything about the £200 billion that they gave to the banks, Fianna Fáil, to prop up this. You know, like, I'm just saying here, I agree 100% with that lady who was speaking before,
Joe.
I think. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, now say there, Nick, say that, because other people want to come in on this. 51551joe@rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Patrick Carr. Patrick, good afternoon in Meath. Your point,
Joe,
please.
Good afternoon to you, sir. My point is, Joe, I'm driving a taxi.
Yeah.
And I'm driving around Dublin and the outskirts. And apart from the fact that yesterday, which only backed up what I was going to say, that we're latest ERSI report, we're nearly up to full employment. One thing we need in this country, Joe, and I think a lot of people are forgetting it, irrespective of who's in power, we need a strong economy. And I think people are a little naive and forgetful when they think back for 10, 7, 10 years ago, when things were at a downturn, where we had emigration, where we had businesses closing. And this should be a fear for everybody at this present moment in time, especially where we are when we consider Brexit and what's happening around the world. We need a strong economy. And you can, these parties and people can come out and make as many promises as they like. But everything has to be paid for, Joe.
But when you say, I know there's nuances here, but see, when you ask about CSO, ask for CSO figures, which are very reliable, they tell us that there's 120,000 people unemployed. Now, I know a lot of people can't work, can't physically work, or have disability, or whatever. That's 120,000 people unemployed, according to the CSO.
Or are they people that just don't want to work? Listen, those are people I don't know anything about. All I know is when I'm driving around and I'm looking around, or even when I was based in town, working, and I'm looking at people. Look, when we look at the foreign companies that are in here, they're not in here for the good of their health. They're in here because of a number of factors. We have a great education system. Mm-hmm. We have a great workforce. Well, yes, they're in here because of tax breaks, but look at the employment they're giving. And you know, one thing we need to build these houses, to improve the health service, we need a strong economy. And that's the bottom line.
Okay, Nick wants to come in there. Nick Murphy in Wexford. Listen to Patrick.
Yeah, I do, Joe. Yeah. I wonder, does that man, when he's driving around, do you see the homeless people around you? Yeah.
Yes, I do see the homeless. And yeah, don't get me wrong. And Nick, I'd be first to agree with you. And I pointed this out, and I said it, and I think it's an absolute disgrace. And yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I will say this.
What do you think? Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Let me also say to you that there are lots and lots of areas that the eye has been taken off the ball here, right? And maybe this recent election, it's opened up a whole new argument. If we can get a government in place that can look at all these different areas and keep the economy going, keep it driving forward, and address all these other issues like homelessness, like housing, and that's what's needed.
Can I ask? I'm a Labour Party supporter, and I'm not a Sinn Féin supporter. I keep saying that. I'm asking you a question here now. You go around Dublin and you see all these high rises and you see all this and you see all that. Now, who are these flats and accommodation for, can I ask? Are they for the homeless people?
But how do you
it's for students, isn't it? As far as I was remember, it was a student accommodation going up.
Yeah, but it's
again, Nick, let me just say to you, what I can see and what I'm listening to, there's a hell of a lack of a student accommodation.
And
that's an area that needs it. Listen, do you know what? There's an awful lot of areas in this country that need addressing.
By voting Sinn Féin, people are getting it wrong. Is that what you're trying to say to us?
No, I'm not suggesting people are getting it wrong. People are disgruntled, they're annoyed, and rightly so. They should bring in another party. I'm not suggesting that the two-party state that we have, for the most part, is wrong. Right? But it's no harm to have competition.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we could put Sinn Féin in power.
Yeah.
But they're inexperienced. There are a lot of those people in Sinn Féin that have been voted in. I've never heard of before. Have you?
No, but there's still a democracy. I don't care if it's not.
I'm not suggesting it's not a democracy
Patrick,
we live in.
Yeah, Patrick, the people who voted for them obviously know who they are. You always get that exactly. In any doll, there's new faces.
Listen,
Joe,
here's the thing,
but Patrick, by the way, what do you hope will be the outcome of the ongoing meetings which kicked off yesterday with the Greens met Sinn Féin and PBP met Sinn Féin? What do you hope will be the outcome?
Well, here's the thing, Joe. Across the water, we have two parties for the most part, or they have two parties, Conservatives and Labour. It's the same in the States, where you have Republicans and Democrats. Right? I know it's a different system over there. Okay, yeah. But by the same token, and it's no harm to have a third party in the mix, or even a fourth if we could have them, you know, on opposition benches. I think the best outcome at the moment, and the way we are present, and the way everybody's speaking and just listening to their thoughts, is Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and possibly the Greens to make up the numbers and address the environment, address housing, address health, address all those areas of homelessness and keep the economy pushing forward. Okay, we've built up a good relationship across the water in terms of Brexit, i.e. Simon Coveney. Keep it going, keep that moving. That's important for us. And we can see the problems it's causing already up the north and this border down the Irish Sea. We need continuity here.
Sinead is in County Dublin. Sinead, 51551.
Sorry, Joe, I have to go.
Okay, good man, Nick. Good morning, Margaret. Sinead, well, your point, please.
Hi.
Good, thanks.
My point is that I'm sick of the media and everyone backbiting, giving out, slandering. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I did vote Sinn Féin. I've always voted them. Mm-hmm. I come from a very intelligent family that all voted for Sinn Féin.
Absolutely.
I don't look at their back history. I'm not interested in it. It's sad what happened up the north with different murders from both sides. But my point is, I want to live for the here and now, for my children to have a future. And at the minute, you know, where most people in this country are living from hand to mouth, hoping to have food on the table. And all we're doing is, like, they should go in. As far as I'm concerned, there should be another election. And then we'll see. Do you know what I mean? At the minute.
Okay, what do you think we'll see?
I personally think Sinn Féin will outwit them all. I honestly do. And I think the reason why that is because people are sick of the backbiting. You know, the slander. Mm. You know, I just can't understand it. I can't understand that there's homelessness, there's all sorts of crisis, our hospitals. Like, there's my mother, like, she broke her neck. She couldn't eat, you know, I mean, she was sitting in a hospital bed for 3 days in a trolley, and she broke her neck. She had no thing around her neck, nothing, and they were off their feet. They couldn't do anything for her because they were so packed. And so I had to step in as her daughter and try and help out. So my thing is that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael have been in. They haven't done much for me and my family. So my point was, well, I'll go with someone else and hope to God that they'll do the same. They'll do better than what we're getting at the minute.
And at 37 at the moment, how many seats have you? I don't know whether you've sat down and gone through it at this stage.
But no.
The figure I read this morning was 11. They get an extra 11 seats, which would bring them to 48. But it wouldn't bring them near 80.
No, but I'm sure that they'll probably get more people in people before profit. They'll probably get more people left-wise. Do you know what I mean? Or they might look at other options. But I really am totally against Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael getting back in. They're for the rich, Joe. They're for the rich. Fine Gael has always been for the rich, as far as I'm concerned, growing up.
Well, between them, they got over 40% of the vote.
Yeah, I know they did. But, you know, that's, you know, over what age? 65, that the people that already have them.
In the democracy, in the democracy we live in, Sinead, every vote is equal.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah. But my thing is that the way I'm looking at it is that I have three children. I don't want them going to Australia. I think that lady that was on Breda was absolute nailed it. Do you know what I mean? I'm just sick of the media slandering Sinn Féin. Do you know what I mean? You know, we can all slander Fianna Fáil, you know, with the suicides in this country, for the banking crisis in this country. It's like that guy, Emmett, that was on TV there. I don't know his surname. They nailed it 3 days. 3 days it took them to sort out the banking crisis. 3 nights they stayed up, and yet they can't sort out the hospitals. But they could sort out the banking crisis and make sure that, you know, the bondholders kept on to their money and we got creased. So why can't they do that? Why couldn't they have done that in the last 4 years, 5 years that they've been in power? You know, so it's just, you know, we can all keep throwing things at different people, you know, blame Fianna Fáil for all the suicides.
I don't like blaming anyone for suicide now in any shape or form.
No, what I'm saying is it didn't help that their houses were taken off them by vulture funds that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael allowed. Do you know, into this country, they allowed it. They signed off on it. I think it's time to let them go now. They've ruled the country for the last 100 years. Like, if you look at the back, Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael, Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael.
Well, there've been quite a lot of coalitions. Fianna Fáil, Labour, Fianna Gael, Labour.
But mainly Fianna Gael, Labour,
Democratic Left.
But mainly those parties.
The reason why it was mainly those parties is because they were getting votes. They were getting voted in.
We live in a democracy. And now we have statistics saying that over 65s mainly voted for those parties because they're at home and they're not worried about younger children like I am. I'm worried about my children in this country that are going to keep them with their pensions in their pocket because they're paying, they're working in order to keep the old. As they say, we're getting older, so the pensions have to get higher because no one's.
Do you support the Sinn Féin policy to reduce the pension age now to 65?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely, yes.
But I thought you were giving out about 65-year-olds happy clapping with their pensions.
What I'm saying is 65-year-olds voted. When you're looking at the statistics, when I was watching during the week, that mostly 65-year-olds voted and over voted for the likes of Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael. Underneath that was, now obviously the age group from between 30 and 60 or 60 whatever voted, so they would have to, they'd get their pension at 65, and then the younger crowd coming up because they're worried about jobs and stuff in this country.
But age, once you're over 18, does not invalidate your vote.
No, I understand that, Joe. I understand that, Joe. But, like, you know, this statistic's like 3 and 4 and 1 and 4. Who cares? At the end of the day, Sinn Féin got in on preference votes.
They got 25%. They got 25%.
Yeah. But the thing is, they probably would have got a lot more if they hadn't.
It's an incredible result for Sinn Féin. Everyone is saying it, including Sinn Féin. They got 25%. Fianna Fáil got about 23%, and Fine Gael got 22%. But they're not opinions; they're facts. Bridget Cahill, Bridget, good afternoon. You're a lifelong Fine Gael voter, but
that's right, Joe. I actually grew up with my father going round with the megaphone for Fine Gael. It's certainly in my blood, Joe, yeah.
And the point you want to make is you changed.
I did change, Joe. It was a gradual thing over the last 2 periods of government. And particularly the last government, I was dismayed by the slowness in tackling the housing problem and the homeless problem and the health service and the trolleys, Joe. And what really got me going today, Joe, was that I was out there doing a bit of exercise. I don't often buy the paper, but today I bought the Irish Daily Mail and on the headline. Now, I know the media don't always sort of capture exactly what's going on, and this may have been a kind of a dramatic headline. It says, "We'll build the houses." Fianna Fáil, it's FD, FF, and the Greens plot a grand coalition. So I just felt a sense of dismay that after this election showing the parties clearly that the combination of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in the last government is not something that the public have been happy with, Joe. It wasn't delivering on the important needs of
Fianna Fáil say we weren't part of the government, we were operating in the national interest by a confidence supply. We got none of the perks, but it looks like we're getting all the responsibility for everything that went wrong. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I can understand them saying that, Joe, but the reality is they were very much a part of it. It wouldn't have existed without them, you know. They're part on their watch.
They could have collapsed the government at any time.
They should have collapsed the government, and you know, going back to the previous.
So you're saying, even though you voted Fine Gael in the past.
Yes.
You're now totally opposed, above all else, to a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition.
I'm totally disillusioned with Fine Gael.
Okay.
And what
is the option you support, Bridget?
I suppose I'd like to see possibly. I think it's going to be very difficult to get the, left alliance, and that wouldn't have been my general leanings in my life. But perhaps Sinn Féin with Fianna Fáil, and I'm not sure if the numbers need a little bit more.
They would need a bit more, but they're...
Yeah, but what the idea... Do you know what I feel, Joe? It's something's really kind of getting me. I feel like there's a kind of a political snobbery in Ireland about Sinn Féin.
And I've just come up with that word in the last 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like the sense of entitlement seems to be coming through in the discourse this week, in the media and in the public. And that just gives me the terrible feeling of, my God, are we not actually going to be listened to by Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael? Come on, guys.
Patrick Carr, you're Fine Gael supporter.
No, Joe, I just want to ask that lady.
Bridget,
Bridget, I want to ask you, why did you vote Sinn Féin?
I voted Sinn Féin because of the policies that they have in terms of, you know, delivering on what's needed. I mean, it's very simple. One of the things that are needed in Ireland is to start building public houses. It's so simple.
And that's what resonated with you, was it?
That resonated with me hugely. I see in my area here now down in Sulorgan, there's empty local council houses for years, like the 16 of them near Sulorgan Library. So the council in this area, you know, leaves those empty when people are out on the streets. And at least Sinn Féin are focusing on the basics of housing and health. And I think that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have lost connection with those basic needs.
Okay.
Like they're public
servants. Do you want to reply to that, Patrick?
No. I just wonder because Bridges are leaning from the right of centre to the extreme left in our country. And I suppose it's interesting to hear what people think.
Well, I don't actually feel... pardon me, I don't want to be pigeonholed into right or left. I'm not interested in labels.
My point is that
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil did not deliver public housing or even, you know, short-term social housing of decent quality for families.
You see, my fear would be, Bridget, it's a little bit like from where you're coming from. On that left, on that extreme left, that Sinn Féin...
Bridget, let Patrick finish, please.
Sinn Féin will be coming at it from a very... socially deprived, in need, desire, right? And unfortunately, because of way politics is structured, they will immediately go after or target those the more wealthy in our country, not just individuals but businesses as well, and expect those businesses and wealthy people to pick up the tab.
How do you actually know that?
Well, where are they going to get the finance from?
Well, in fairness, Patrick and Bridget, that's in their manifesto.
If they target the more wealthy, if they target businesses, what will happen? Will they just close up and leave?
I didn't actually catch your name.
My fear, Bridget, will be if they chase businesses, if they look for these extra funds, extra revenue, extra taxes to pay for what's promised, and they've a lot promised, what will happen?
Okay.
Will the more wealthy multinationals or the businesses just close down because they simply can't afford to employ?
Well, Patrick, my response to that is in the last, you know, since the crash, the Irish taxpayer and the ordinary worker, including minimum wage workers, they're the people who've been paying the bondholders and the developers and the banks.
I couldn't agree with you more.
There has been a lot of money given to the wealthy through NAMA.
Hang on, Bridget. When you say the wealthy through NAMI, you mean property developers being bailed and banks being bailed out. So that's what, 40, 50, 100 people?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, Joe, is that public money, and the public money comes from, you know, ordinary workers.
And borrowing. And all the borrowing taxpayers. With 200 billion in debt, yeah.
Yeah, but we pay, the ordinary workers pay that back, Joe. They're part of paying back the loans. So I think that business and banks and, you know, I don't like even labelling the wealthy, but, you know, in fairness, you know, they've had a fairly good run, and I'm sure there is some tax that can be taken towards public services. I don't think, looking at, and I suppose I've also based it on Mary Lou MacDonald and particularly Piers Doherty in the media over several years. I think they've come across as extremely intelligent, thoughtful people, and I don't think they're going to do part of what you're saying, Patrick. I don't think it's going to be as extreme as that.
Okay, I need to bring Tim O'Regan in, but I'll do so after the break. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie, Tom O'Regan. Tom is a Fianna Fáil voter who says Fianna Fáil are not going to be Sinn Féin's. What's your phrase there? Mudguard. What does that mean, Tom?
Well, I mean, I suppose listening to your callers there all afternoon, everyone has a different opinion. Everyone wants a different type of government, but everyone wants their type of government. And also a lot of callers, I think, see their party better off in opposition, which says an awful lot of where we are at the moment. Where I think people prefer to be on the sidelines shouting rather than actually participating in government.
So what do you think?
Once you go into government, you start to lose votes in this present discourse.
So you're saying Fianna Fáil should not go into government?
Fianna Fáil should go into government and provide a government, because we always have been responsible. It's cost us so many votes
so
in the last 4 years.
To go into government with who?
Try our best. Now, we're in a very awkward situation. You pointed that out yourself. 24%, 22%, 20%, 35%. We're literally, we've subdivided ourselves into four different groupings, or even five different groupings. We're not going to see a five-year government out of this Rubik's Cube. But hopefully we'd be able to get something together. Maybe Fine Gael supplying confidence, move it the other way. If we could somehow get to 55, 60 votes with the support of a couple of other parties. But the reality is that there's no point trying to join two things together. You can't mix water and oil. You literally, there's no point people coming on here with a sense of entitlement saying that Mary Lou got so many votes. We're totally against Fianna Fáil, but Micheál Martin should back her. That's not going to happen. That's just the reality of it. Sorry, but it's
well. They're talking about that. They're talking about that now. I don't know if I'll try and find out from upstairs if the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting is still going on. It started at 12 o'clock, but we don't know what's happening there. Maybe that's on the agenda. Tom and Michael English is in Limerick, but Michael, okay, you're coming from the same in one sense the same quarter as well. Go ahead, Michael.
There was a lady on there a while ago, and she said that the two largest parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have ruined this country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody that comes to this country, most people that I meet every day, they'll tell you it's one of the best countries in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where that lady is coming from. She also said that have another election in Fianna Fáil, your figures, Joe, I'm putting down everybody's figures, will get 11 more seats.
No, Sinn Féin will get 11.
Oh, Sinn Féin will get 11 more seats.
This morning.
Yeah, they obviously haven't done the sums, because the left got those 11 seats anyhow. The left got all those 11 seats. People before profit, sock dims, whatever. They all got those 11. So you're going to have the same bunch.
I take your point. Your point is that the Sinn Féin surplus didn't
went to the left.
Okay.
In block.
So if Sinn Féin put up the extra candidates, it's
the sock dims and people for profit, etc. They were going and some of the other extreme left rise. They have new name. They change their name every day. Some of them.
In terms of a configuration now, Michael, what would you be in favour of working towards?
It's very difficult. It is definitely very difficult.
Fine Gael stay in power. All the ministers stay in office.
I know that. I'm aware of that.
It could be 12 months.
Well, it won't be 12 months, because you couldn't allow it to continue on for 12 months.
Well, you'd have an election, I presume, would you?
Well, I'd say if you couldn't do something in 3 or 4 months, I'd say you certainly would have to have an election.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I will tell you anyhow, and the numbers are there, and they're only going through the motions. Sinn Féin will not be in the next government. That's an on-runner. Nobody wants anything to do with him.
Except the 24.5% of people who vote gave him the number one.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about their second preference.
But it's only 24%, Joe. What about the other 76%?
Yeah, but it's 2% more than Fianna Fáil got and 3% more than Fine Gael got.
What about Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, like-minded independent?
And that's your preference? That's what you think.
I think to the realistic combination at this time.
That's the realistic. Okay. Any, ABSF, anything but Sinn Féin. Is Catherine there? Catherine, good afternoon.
Because George.
Hello, Catherine.
Yeah, your point, please, Catherine.
Catherine, this is a spontaneous reaction. I like your programme. It's very eloquent. I'm not so eloquent, but I'll go on with it. Joe, that second person, third last person who spoke, she did mention that it was the over 65s who voted for Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil. I'm very sorry. That's not right. That is not fair. I'm 77, and I voted for Sinn Féin.
Sinn Féin, okay. And why did you vote for Sinn Féin, Catherine?
I voted for Sinn Féin because there's something happening here today. I think I've written the day right. That young chap is being buried, who was brutally murdered.
Yeah, Cian Mulready, God rest
him. That would touch the heart of anyone of any age. And I'm telling you, I don't find enough is being done for it. I've seen it over the years. We ourselves are taking the sort of the stance out everywhere. It shouldn't be everywhere. Why was it let go everywhere? Why was that young lad?
Even if Mother Teresa was Taoiseach, she couldn't have stopped that depravity. But Catherine, who did you vote for before?
Can I tell you? I voted for Donnelly as independent.
Oh yes,
because I thought that he would do something.
And then he became Social Democrat.
He changed colours. Yes.
Down Fianna Fáil. Okay.
We felt very betrayed by that.
Dr. Brendan McAvoy. Before the break, Brendan. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
If Sinn Féin in government, what do you think?
Well, I think I'd leave the country, Joe, if they got in. To be quite honest with you. I tell you, I'm 78 years of age.
It's a bit drastic, is it, Brendan?
An elderly lady as well. I worked since I was 14, Joe, and to all kinds of difficulties. I never got free housing. I never got free education. I never got free health. I worked double jobs all my life. I studied nighttime. I ended up in Trinity and I went to Oxford. I became a doctor. I did all this to Joe, a simple procedure called hard work. I didn't depend on giveaways and give-outs and handouts. And talking about the medical people being on trolleys, my wife had an accident 2 weeks ago. She went into St. Vincent's. She was on a trolley. Joe, she got such excellent treatment from those staff in St. Vincent's Hospital. They couldn't have worked harder. My wife got a heart attack in New York. She only got half the treatment that she got in St. Vincent's Hospital. Being on a trolley in an Irish hospital is blissful. And it didn't cost me one penny to get her into the emergency in St. Vincent's Hospital. I'm tired of listening to young people about everything.
I take your point, Brendan.
Free houses, free medicine, free everything else. Go out and work hard, get money, and do the best you can. And don't be looking for free handouts.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a sec. But, Brendan, do you want to reconsider that phrase that being on a trolley in an Irish hospital is blissful?
No, I'll tell you, not blissful.
That was the phrase you used. Well, maybe I heard you wrong.
Okay, I'll qualify blissful.
Okay.
Everybody came to her. Everybody. Physiotherapists. Medical people, doctors that brought me back, they told me what was wrong with Ruth. I'm just comparing it from the treatment that she got.
That's a very clear clarification, so to speak. If that's not,
I beg your pardon.
That's very clear. That's very clear, Brenda. Stay there with us, please. 51551. Joe
Duffy. Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Lisa is in Westmeath. Lisa, good afternoon. Where are you now, Lisa?
Hello, how are you, Joe?
Good, thanks.
I'm in a hospital in the Midlands at the moment.
Oh, you're in hospital? I hope you're in a bed or a trolley?
I'm in a bed.
Okay. And were you on a trolley?
I was on a trolley for 3 days.
3 days, okay.
Yeah.
And tell us, given that we're talking about voting, do you want to? God, I'm conscious that you're in hospital. Are you okay?
I'm getting sorted, yeah.
Okay, you're getting diagnostics, is it? I hope. And please God, yeah. Okay. Do you want to tell us then? Because I see it in your text here. Why you voted and why you changed your vote? You there, Lisa? No, obviously the signal in the hospital is not great. Brendan McAvoy, to come back to you. Lisa is in hospital at the minute.
Yes.
You make a point, because the young people, all these exit polls seem to indicate that the young people gave a much stronger mandate to Sinn Féin than others, even though all votes are equal, just as all seats are equal in Dáil Éireann. Mm-hmm. Brendan, what worries you about the young people voting for Sinn Féin?
Because Sinn Féin are promising a golden future, that everything, you get free medical, you get free houses, you get everything. They're promising things that they say, look, don't worry about that, the government will take care of you. We have to take care of ourselves, Joe. You know, we're responsible people. We have to work and understand that we have to work to get all these things. We don't get them, they're not given out to us. I never even got a dog box from the government, you know. I got nothing from them. I worked hard.
Yeah, but Brendan, you could argue, I know, but like, you got roads and fire stations.
And I paid my tax, Joe.
And libraries.
Those, Joe.
And if you had children or relatives,
you got Joe.
Schools. I know, but it's not exactly fair to say you did. I take your point, you never got a house, as you say, and you. But
there was no education, no free education. Joe, those are tough times. People had to go out and work for them and earn money to get a house, to get medical help. They had to do things for themselves, Joe. They don't depend on government to hand them out. You have to work for these things. All over the world, you have to work for these things.
Yeah, but people even. Like, my mother and father got a house in Ballyfermot in 1959.
Yes.
Okay. But you were paying, but you're paying rent for it.
Yeah, I took a house in Carver West, Joe.
Yeah,
we
but
paid
you were,
rent for it.
And then the differential rents came in, and depending on your income, you were paying a higher rent.
Yeah, we were the same,
so you,
Joe.
So you did do it. You did pay for it, but like, people in council properties now pay rent as well. Nobody now is given a council house or otherwise. Nobody's given a council house now and said, there you are, there's the keys, and you want us to come round and cut the grass and bring your big shop every Thursday night. No, they pay for the house.
Well, that's the kind of expectation that Sinn Féin are giving, Joe. That's the expectation Sinn Féin are giving.
Yeah, but when you
don't worry about things, yeah, we look after
okay.
you.
Okay, but Brendan, when you used the phrase earlier on, if they get into government, I will leave the country. That won't happen. In terms of, you won't leave the country.
Why not?
Because
I'd like to spend the last few years in Italy. It'd be lovely.
Okay. So it is an option.
Oh, totally. I'm 78, so I don't have many years to go. But I want some nice years.
You mentioned your wife earlier on.
Yes. No, she had an accident in the house, and I brought her in at 3 o'clock on a Sunday morning into St. Vincent's. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, Joe. I'm a PhD man, I'm an academic.
Okay.
But I brought her in, and they took care of her. I brought her to the front of the hospital. They took a wheelchair, wheeled her in, took her in immediately. And I waited for 2 hours and went in, and they said, look, we patched her up, come back tomorrow morning. I came back, I met the doctor, I met the physio. They put us in touch with other hospitals to get other help. Joe, they couldn't be more kinder and helpful to a lady in distress. She was on a trolley, but she was lying down. The doctors were there. She was getting the same treatment as if she was in the bed.
Okay, well, Lisa, I think Lisa's still in hospital. I don't know if she's sitting up or lying down. She's in a hospital bed at the moment. But Lisa, you indicated in your card here what way you voted, and why did you change your vote from Fine Gael to Sinn Féin, as you say here?
So the reason I did that was I just wanted to change we gave Fine Gael a chance, we gave Fianna Fáil a chance, and just to give Sinn Féin a chance. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but definitely we need change in the health service.
Okay. And I can't ask you how long. Hopefully you won't be in hospital for too long, Lisa. I hope you, whatever diagnostics, I hope they're all positive when they come through. I just want to bring in Frank. Frank, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Your point, please, Frank.
I voted Sinn Féin, Joe.
Okay.
And I have to say, it's the first time in my life that I'm absolutely proud of the Irish people.
Mm-hmm.
They've showed a bit of, how would you say, backbone, because for far too long now they've been lying down on their backs like little Jack Russells, and their stomach being tiddled. It's about time, Joe. And that gentleman there that was on saying he leaved the country if Sinn Féin come into power.
Brendan is his name, yeah.
How are you, Brendan? You want to buy a ticket there now?
No, no problem. Why, give me one free.
Start moving. I was listening to you there about your life. You are very, very lucky in life, Brendan.
Why do you say that?
Well, you're a doctor. You said you're a doctor.
No.
I'd say you have a big leafy home.
I don't have a big leafy home.
Well,
I
say you do, Brendan. So you're coming on here now.
You're telling me things that you don't know about
Well, listen,
Joe.
You're coming on here now saying you know everything about everybody. You know nothing.
No, I'm not saying that. I never said that at all.
You did. Well, listen to yourself back. You're condescending.
I'm not condescending one bit.
I'm not condescending.
I'm just giving my opinion. Like, you're giving your opinion.
Listen to me. You're saying, for far too long now, the blue shorts, Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil, have been promising this country everything, sun, moon and stars. I listened to an ex-Taoiseach on the radio there this morning, a man that jumped a sinking ship, along with the rest of them. You know, there's word now there's a man that's retiring that stood down from the Labour Party now because of the bad result. His watch might be rewarded with the Cian Carlos gig. There's another bit of nepotism for the boys.
Yeah. Well,
it's about time now, let me tell you now, that there's a new party in and the people of Ireland have spoken.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're not happy with it...
Let Brendan speak, and reply to what you say to
him. And get out.
Look, to be quite honest with you, when I saw the list on that I was to vote for, I knew nobody. I didn't know anybody. So I'm not a political man at all. I didn't know anyone. I just put down... In fact, I voted for the Greens because they're the ones that are going to look after the environment. Nobody else really mattered to me. It didn't matter. I didn't vote for Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael. I voted for the Greens.
But
what I wanted. I wanted the Greens in. And I think they're the ones that
Brendan, what do you think of Frank's last point to you there is get out. Get out of the country.
Get your ticket, sell your home and get out.
Well, you can go as well with me if you like.
I'm quite happy here, Brendan.
That's grand. You're okay.
I want to sit back and watch the anarchy.
Well, you're okay.
You
do what you like. You know,
you
don't tell me what I should do.
You voted the Green Party that's going to tax the elderly, the poor people that rely on a bit of coal. You're going to tax these. You're going to vote because you're okay, Brendan.
Do you know I'm okay? Because I worked hard for everything all my life.
No, that's why I'm okay.
I worked for everything all my life.
You went to Trinity,
I worked. I left school even without a primary cert.
Oh,
I haven't got a primary cert.
My heart is bleeding for you. Come on.
Frank,
hold your horses now for a minute. You're talking to a 78-year-old man.
Well,
hang on. First of all, he said you live in a leafy house. As if that was a crime. I don't know where the man lives. He mentioned Cabra West. Then he went on about Trinity, yoo-hoo, boo-hoo. And then you proclaimed at the end of your speech, get out of the country.
Yeah, he said if Sinn Féin were in the power, Joe, he was gone.
Yeah,
I'd
try and persuade him to stay. Seriously, I don't want anyone going.
Well, listen, Joe, I'm such a nice guy. I'll drive up and pick the chap up, bring him and his family up and give them a lift to the airport.
Yeah, and funny, if Brendan said that to you, you say to him, well, you're lucky enough to have a car. Back after this break.
Joe Duffy. Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Millie Nolan is there, and Marion Ree and Millie, your point, please.
Joe, I just resented the fact that people said that we were, it was very young people voted for Sinn Féin. Now, I voted Sinn Féin all my life, and I'm well over 66.
Okay.
And I worked from, I was 17 till I was 66, so we're not freeloaders or that. And when it comes to, all this apologising and all this really strong media about the up the ra and all that kind of thing. I would like an apology from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil for the likes of Darren Murphy and all these who claimed absolutely exorbitant expenses.
Okay.
And I don't hear anybody apologising for that.
I thought I heard the Taoiseach in one of the debates say he regretted. But anyway, Mary, I take your point, Millie. Marion, your point, please. Marion Ryan. Fine Gael.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, I'm in Cork, and I just think that some of the callers have reflected the anger and the discrepancy between the mindsets in Ireland. I came back to Ireland in 2008. I came back for the crash, and I haven't heard anybody on the show talking about going back to work. There's been very little.
Let you be that person, Marion. Off you go.
Well,
Well, I think that, you know, there's this thought process that people are going to get more from the left of centre parties. But nobody's talking about programmes for back to work. It's all about, I want my health improved. That's a process. That's a process for health, for education. And, you know, I think it was unfortunate, the debacle between those two last gentlemen. I'm like the former gentleman, grew up on the west coast of Ireland. My parents worked hard. My father went to England working. My mother went to England working. My father went back in the 80s when you know, there was a recession. And I've worked hard to get where I am. So I think there's been very little about work in the discussion today. Now, there's the political ideologies. I don't really subscribe to them.
And your line is, which is a legitimate line, as are all the manifestos, that Fine Gael got us back to work. Is that your point?
Got us back. My point is that Fine Gael got people back to work. Now, the supports for going to work, for childcare, they do need to be addressed. Health at the primary care level needs to be addressed. I think it is a difficult manifesto for anybody to address all those issues. And some of the anger, particularly from your younger callers there earlier on, seems to be around those issues. But it's the same all over the world. I've worked all over the world.
Okay.
The UK, it's no different.
Okay, good to meet you, Margaret, everyone. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Rebecca Meehan produced. And Ray Darcy is next.